T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest made headlines when, while on a hiking trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son at the Arroyo Seco River in Central California, they became stranded near the top of a 40-foot waterfall. Scratching an SOS into the side of a water bottle and placing a note inside with their location, he sent it over the falls, hoping someone downstream would find it. Luckily, it was found a half mile downstream by 2 hikers, and hours later they were rescued. Please welcome Curtis Whitson.
Hey Curtis, how are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. So I was just talking to Jake about your story, and at first I was like, man, okay, how did they get stuck in here? But it's kind of a slot canyon, that gorge.
That's exactly it. Yeah, the river just narrows and it goes down this water chute, which is called the waterfall. Mm-hmm. And so for the first 3 days, it was just a matter of the first day boulder hopping to get to a certain spot where the river gets wide and deep. And then the next 2 days, we're just floating. And so at this point, it was a spot we knew we were going to have to traverse. But what happened was there was just too much water. And so there was really no way to go down that spot safely. And so we had came prepared. We had rope. We had the plan to do it. It was just a matter of there was just way too much water.
Yeah, no, that's it. And it's funny because people don't know unless you've been in that position. That water rises fast. It runs hard. And because it's so focused with the stone sides, like there's no way around that. You've got a 13-year-old kid and a wife with you, so you got to make the right decisions. And you're up there were you there for 3 days?
Well, that was our third day on the journey. So okay. We got stuck there. We couldn't go any further on the third day because we got to that point.
And so you're sitting there, you're like, it's 40 feet, I can't get down, and you can't go back because the water's too high.
Well, we couldn't go back because it would have just, it took us from where we had lunch earlier, went back and spent the night. That was about a quarter of a mile. It took us about a minute and a half to get down there floating. It took us about a half hour to get back there when we went upriver. So going upriver just was not going to be an option in regards to how long it would have taken. Plus, we had friends and family that knew we were out there, so had we started a journey backwards, search and rescue would have been deployed before we could have even gotten anywhere close to getting back.
Yeah, obviously no cell phone coverage. You guys didn't have that. So you put a note in a water bottle, 6/15/19, we are stuck here at the waterfall. Get help, please. You put that inside a bottle, seal it up, and then scratch help on the outside of one of those green water bottles, and you just toss it in the water and think, man, somebody may see this and at least think I should take that trash out of the water.
Hopefully. Well, we have one thing going for us. It was an Nalgene water bottle, and it's kind of a backpacker's choice when it comes to water bottles. The bright color and the brand just really kind of, caught someone's eye in regards to wanting to retrieve it. So we got lucky in that fact.
Yeah, no. And when I say that people might grab trash, I think that's what you hope for. Like, you think, I just want someone to touch this so they can see it, and hopefully they'll look at it and then see there's a note inside of it. And how did your son react to this? Because he's only 13, so it could go either way with that, right?
Yeah, at first, when I looked him in the eyes and said, we've done all we can do, that was kind of a hard moment for him because I think he was thinking I might have something else to pull up out of my sleeve. But we just assured him, that everything was going to be okay. It was just a matter of time and, just hoping that the water bottle was something that was going to expedite that, everything happening. And
were you worried?
And, lo and behold, it did.
Were you at the point where you're like, hey, man, this really, really, like, we might get harmed in this one?
No, harmed. The only thing that would have harmed us is trying to go down the waterfall, and that could have been tragic, to be quite honest. So we thought we made the right decision by not trying to just supersede the conditions with our own determination. But getting harmed, it was just a matter of we've been on the river for a couple of days. We knew the terrain. We had all of our gear. And so it was just a matter of, how far we were going to have to ration what food we had left till someone came and found us.
How was your wife?
She was great. She was great. She was being an inspiration. You know, she was very positive. And that was, you know, the best part about it. We're all pretty strong-willed. We're all very familiar with the outdoors and especially this river. So it wasn't anything where, you know, any one person really got the other people down. We were all able to keep our spirits high and just, you know, keep thinking positive.
Well, that's how you know it's going to be okay, because that's the moment where, you know, you watch that amazing race and the smallest train derailment, you know, like you missed the bus and everybody comes unglued. Like, you get into a situation like that, you're stuck in a slot canyon for a few days. You don't know how it's going to play out. The water's raised. You can't get out. You got to wait for someone to come get you. It's super quick for the weaker person to start blaming the other people.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think the only thing that I would have probably regretted was we brought rope to rappel down. And then at one point, I tried using the rope to, I tied it to a stick that I carved into, threw that over the waterfall when we heard some voices down inside that area. And so at one point, I had thought they actually grabbed onto it, which actually did not happen. They did not get to the bottom of the waterfall. They were only close enough to where we could hear their voices echoing through the rock canyon. And so, the only thing that I regret was using the rope at that point, because I think if it had gotten to the point where we were stranded out there for a couple of days, you know, I would have probably wanted just to go ahead and do whatever I could to try and get down that waterfall. But thank goodness, you know, that didn't have to happen. And it was only 8 hours later when the helicopter was above us.
Yeah, nice. And so the helicopter came in, got you, and they just airlift you out, or they dropped down. What'd they do?
Well, the first night when they showed up, you know, they just arrived. We were all asleep. And long story short, they just told us that it was search and rescue, and we had been found, which was the greatest words we had probably ever heard anyone utter. And as they circled around, they realized there wasn't going to be a chance for them to be able to extract us that night because it was just too dangerous. They didn't have enough officers on board at that time, so there was three when they did it. The following day, there was two that night. So they told us to hang tight, conserve our firewood, they'd be back in the morning, which they did.
Nice.
In the morning, there was three of them. They just lowered one guy down with a cable, and he got himself unhooked, explained to us what we were going to do, and one by one, he put us in a harness and lifted us out and flew us to the closest, safest landing spot that they could find.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Now, I'm sure somebody's already explained this to you, but when we went down the Amazon and we've gone a couple different places, my buddy Jesse said it to me. It's called the Spot. It's an orange locator beacon, and you can hit the switch on it, and it'll literally, as long as you have the insurance, it'll notify search and rescue via satellite, and they will, no matter where you are in the world, send somebody to come save you, and the insurance pays for it.
Yeah, now that's the safe way and the smart way, and I think that the next time we do anything like that, if we decide to be as adventurous as we were that time, that'll be something we have in our pocket, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, the way, if on the onset, when you look at that hike, it's not a super dangerous hike. It's certainly an advanced hike, but it's not, you know, an ultra dangerous where you think you're going to need that. The reason, you know, we're in the Amazon, and then, you know, we were up in Machu Picchu, and then this last time we rode motorcycles down to Cabo, and I just kept thinking, if I get hurt here or Bob gets hurt here, I don't want to be, you know, with a head injury in a Mexican hospital. And so I just made sure the insurance, put him on the insurance, me on the insurance, and that thing was always within arm's reach. And all you have to do is have enough in your side of you to reach it and hit the certain button, and it'll literally ping a satellite, and no matter where you are in the world, they will send somebody to get you.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I would encourage anyone to take that approach. That's definitely, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
And sure.
So, I mean, at any point, someone could have broken their leg, broken an ankle, or who knows what. And so, so if something like that would have happened, you know, I don't think a note in a water bottle would have definitely gotten us out of there. So it was just, you know, very, very set. Small set of circumstances that allowed everything just to happen so perfectly with, you know, where we were at that time to get us out of there.
Well, the key is not freak out. Don't panic. That's what you die when you panic. You got to hold it together. And you guys did a great job on that, Curtis. Where do you go next? Have you got another slot canyon?
No. It's the heat is kind of leaving us over here in California. So right now it's all about football and just relaxing and just playing it easy and playing it safe and just enjoying our friends and family.
I'll tell you what, Goblin Valley, Utah, the slot canyons there. I hiked them years ago, went and did some photography with my dog. It's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Nice. Well, we need to get out of California and see some more of this great United States and discover some new spots that like what you're talking about. Because, there's one that's on our bucket list that we know of so far, which would be Zion.
Yeah, I've been through Zion. Amazing.
Okay.
I have not hiked it. I've just ridden motorcycles through it, so I have not hiked that.
Nice. Yeah, we want to go to that one big waterfall, but we'll see how that turns out. But there's beautiful spots that I know of or I've heard of, from here up that stretch all the way across the United States. And so maybe we'll do some road trip where we can get as many birds with one stone and just enjoy our time out there.
What a great family. All right, man. I'm glad that you're safe, man. Thanks for talking to us. Take care, my friend. Nice job.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's nice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.